2014 and 2015 were exciting years under the ADA. And I know you got up extra early just to be here this morning for this presentation. But in response to a question that I received out in the lobby, the absence of strong coffee in your system and your grumpiness as a result is not a disabling condition this morning. Let's get started by talking about specific medical conditions. And if you'll look under tab 15 in volume 2 of your materials, we're going to go to page 19 and talk about specific medical conditions, in particular amnesia, in the City of Houston case. In this case, a firefighter crew leader with global transient amnesia arrived at a fire scene but was unable to don his firefighting gear, seemed confused, refused to enter the burning building, seemed unaware of his surroundings, and was unable to walk. Although he had a return-to-work note giving him no restrictions, the fire department reassigned him to an academy job for safety reasons. He then filed a grievance, which was ultimately appealed to court. The court held that he was not disabled. The inability to perform his specific job because of his fear of entering buildings did not limit a major life activity. He was also not a qualified individual because he lacked the necessary skills because of his condition and his unwillingness to enter a burning building to fight fires. The question was whether he could perform tasks central to most people's daily lives and not whether he could perform the exact functions of his job. The fear of running into a burning building is pretty normal.